The reason for all this confusion and excitement is that Einstein's equations allow for many kinds of time machines. Whether they will survive the challenges from the quantum theory, however, is still in doubt. In Einstein's theory, in fact, we often encounter something called closed time-like curves, which is the technical term for paths that allow for time travel into the past. If we followed the path of a closed time-like curve, we would set out on a journey and return before we left. The first time machine involves a wormhole. There are many solutions of Einstein's equations that connect two distant points in space. But since space and time are intimately intertwined in Einstein's theory, this same wormhole can also connect two points in time. By falling down the wormhole, you could journey, at least mathematically, into the past. Conceivably, you could then journey to the original starting point and meet yourself before you left. But as we mentioned in the previous chapter, passing through the wormhole at the center of a black hole is a one-way trip. As physicist Richard Gott has said, "I don't think there's any question that a person could travel back in time while in a black hole. The question is whether he could ever emerge to brag about it." Another time machine involves a spinning universe. In 1949, mathematician Kurt Gödel found the first solution of Einstein's equations involving time travel. If the universe spins, then, if you travel around the universe fast enough, you might find yourself in the past and arrive before you left. A trip around the universe is therefore also a trip into the past. When astronomers would visit the Institute for Advanced Study, Gödel would often ask them if they ever found evidence that the universe was spinning. He was disappointed when they told him that there was clearly evidence that the universe expanded, but the net spin of the universe was probably zero. Otherwise, time travel might be commonplace, and history as we know it would collapse. Third, if you walk around an infinitely long rotating cylinder, you also might arrive before you left. This solution was found by W.J. von Stockham in 1936, before Gödel's time-traveling solution, but von Stockham was apparently unaware that his solution allowed for time travel. In this case, if you danced around a spinning maypole on May Day, you might find yourself in the month of April. The problem with this design, however, is that the cylinder must be infinite in length and spin so fast that most materials would fly apart. The most recent example of time travel was found by Richard Gott of Princeton in 1991. His solution was based on finding gigantic cosmic strings, which may be leftovers from the original Big Bang. He assumed that two large cosmic strings were about to collide. If you quickly traveled around these colliding cosmic strings, you would travel back in time. The advantage of this type of time machine is that you would not need infinite spinning cylinders, spinning universes, or black holes. The problem with this design, however, is that you must first find huge cosmic strings floating in space, and then make them collide in a precise fashion. And the possibility of going back in time would last only a brief period. Gott says, "A collapsing loop of string large enough to allow you to circle it once and go back in time a year would have to have more than half the mass energy of an entire galaxy." But the most promising design for a time machine is the transversible wormhole, mentioned in the last chapter, a hole in space-time in which a person could freely walk back and forth in time. On paper, transversible wormholes can provide not only faster-than-light travel, but also travel in time. The key to transversible wormholes is negative energy. A transversible wormhole time machine would consist of two chambers. Each chamber would consist of two concentric spheres, which would be separated by a tiny distance. By imploding the outer sphere, the two spheres would create a Casimir effect, and hence negative energy. Assume that a Type 3 civilization is able to string a wormhole between these two chambers, possibly extracting one from the space-time foam. Next, take the first chamber and send it into space at near light-speed velocities. Time slows down in that chamber, so the two clocks are no longer in synchronization. Time beats at different rates inside the two chambers, which are connected by a wormhole. If you are in the second chamber, you can instantly pass through the wormhole to the first chamber, which exists at an earlier time. Thus, you've gone backward in time. There are formidable problems facing this design. The wormhole may be quite tiny, much smaller than an atom, and the plates may have to be squeezed down to Planck-length distances to create enough negative energy. Lastly, you would be able to go back in time only to the point when the time machines were built. Before then, time in the two chambers would be beating at the same rate.